Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Shir should be a specialist for our Mishiyuchiyu, Mishchus, Mishir, Peshin, Rai, Social, Moshe Mordechai, and Mishchus, Yocheved, Yocheved, Fega Bas, Michalidis Basia, and Tehila, and Luz Victor Bas Tehila Ravid, Mishal Shachal Yisrael. We learn in our Sugyon, Mishchus Sukkah, and Dav Zayin, Omar Rova Sike Chagabe Pesi Birois Ksheira. Rava says that if a person may put schach on Pesi Biros, these L-shaped pieces of wood on the four sides of the well where the rabbis were matir on Shabbos to take out from this well. So if you put schach on top of that, so it's kosher. Since it's a well, since it was walled for Shabbos, walled for Sukkah. Now, by Yisoida Heter Shel Pesi Birois Lenyan Shabbos, we find that Tosfos in Eruvin at the beginning of Perek Oisin Pesin on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis Divur Amaschil Oisin, who write V'Hoda Omar Le'el. And that we said earlier on page 15b, Hachi Agmre Rachmana Le Moshe Loisifro Itzruba. Hainu hechad leka shem dalad mechitzas ki hocha. Leka shem dalad mechitzas ki hocha. Dehoyel v'ika b'chol tzad ama mikan v'ama mikan choshiv pesach. So place is bothered. How come Pesi Biros is permitted? God told Moses not to have a pirtza in the roiv, not to have it mostly open. So that is a problem if you don't have four walls. If you don't have four walls, you can't have Ruboy Parutz, explains Tosfos. But here it's different. Since Ika B'chol Tzad, Amimikan, the Amimikan, since you have an Ami here, and an Ami there, in other words, these Pesi Birois are an Amma, each side, each corner, you have an Amma here and an Amma there, put together like an L. So since there's an Amma B'chol Tzad, it's considered a Pesach. It's not considered a Ruboy Parutz. It's considered that you have four valid walls with a Pesach. So L'Choira, it would appear, B'divrei HaTosfos, that Pesi Birois are effective mitoras Pesach, like a Tzuras HaPesach. And Tosis L'shitosam Be'eruvin, on page 11a, Divur Maschil Lema, that a Tzuras HaPesach is effective on Shabbos, on all four sides. And Hu Adin, these Diumdin, Pesi Biroses are also permitted on all four sides. In contrast to Tosfos, we have the Rambam in the 17th Perek of Hilchot Shabbos in the 27th Halacha, who writes, Ve'af al pisha porutz merubah ala oimeid v'chol ruach v'ruach hoyel ve'arba hazovios oimdois harei ze muter. And even though it's more open than it is standing on each side, since these four corners are standing, it's okay. It's valid. However, arba zavios, in these four angles, oimdos, they're standing. Right? You have these pesi biros in each corner standing. That's enough. So it's mevur b'divrei Rambam that by Pesi Birois there's a special din that the oimed is enough, what's standing is enough, even though b'chol ruach it's parutz. He doesn't say it's midin Pesach. According to Tosfos, it's midin Tzuras HaPesach. But according to the Rambam, it's midin the oimed of the It's because of the oimed of these pesivi rois. And so he writes there, Halacha Lamed Gimel, Hazoyrek Meirshus Harabim Lebein HaPesim Chayuv Hoyel V'yesh Bechol Zovis Zovis Mechitzel Gemura Sheyesh Begoiva Asora V'yoser Me'arbo Al Arbo V'rei HaRibua Nikr V'nire. Nase Kol Shebeinem Rishus HaYochit. So here he says the same word. Since it's considered a mechitza gemura, these pesim it's considered a valid wall because of the omeid. So therefore everything inside is a reshus hayochid. So these diyum din are enough, even though it's paras merube, even though it's more open than closed. He says the Rambam writes, "Al yidei oimed shel zovias," because the zovias are standing, "haribua nikir v'nire," v'ze atzmoi have a heker v'tsuras mechitzos. The square is definitive and is a definitive and distinct entity. Haribua nikir v'nire. And everything inside is considered Rishus HaYochid. Why? Because he has the walls of this type of wall, this type of enclosure. It's 10 tfachim high and more than arba al arba tfachim in every corner. So therefore it's valid. So again, Tos says it's mitzat suras ha-pesach, Ram says because of the yom dim ha-oindim. So we have to understand Pshat and Tosfos that Pesi Birois is Mishum Toiras Pesach. Do we say Migu that since it's Suras HaPesach is valid for Shabbos, it's also going to be valid for Sukkah? It would appear Poshut that by its Suras HaPesach that's valid for Shabbos, it's going to be Psula for Mechitzis HaSukkah, like we see in the Ran, in our Sugya, Beizam and Beiz, Midapi Arif, and there's not going to be a Migu. A Tzuras HaPesach that's Ksher LeShabbos is Pasul LeSukkah, and there's no Migu. Because a Migu is not effective to be Machshir, types of Mechitzis that don't have a Torah's Doifin Ling in Sukkah. Because by Shabbos you need the din of mechitzis. By Sukkah you need the din of defanus. And what do we care that linyan Shabbos, the tzuras ha-pesach is valid? Self, all we have are mechitzis, we don't have defanus. When it's considered a valid wall, so then you can say the migo. When it's not considered a valid wall, for Sukkah, and you can't say that just because it's a valid wall for Shabbos, it's a valid wall for Sukkah. It has to have a din doifin linyan Sukkah. And by Pesi Birois, it doesn't have a din doifin linyan Sukkah. It's a tzuras ha-pesach, it's good for Shabbos, but not for Sukkah. Only in a case where the mechitzas of Shabbos have a Torah's doifen, they just don't lie, they lack the shear of a doifen. Like by Lechi or Pesin, Leshitas HaRambam, in other words, you have a doifen, the Lechi is a doifen, it just lacks a shear doifen. So there we say, Beseder, you have yourself it's a valid sukkah, it's valid for sukkah also. Because it is a dofen, it just lacks the shear of a dofen. But in such an instance where it's not even a dofen, like a tzuras ha-pesach, there's nothing to talk about. It doesn't have tzuras dofen at all. We're not going to be machshir midin migu. It's soch bil shittas ha-tesis that a pesi is moil b'shabes mitzuras pesach. How do we say amigo from Shabbos to Sukkah? So, in the name of Soloveitchik, it is quoted that even according to Tosfos, Pesi Birois are effective mitoras mechitzas gemurois. V'yesh ba'oimed shal ha'pesim shiur mechitzah l'inyan Shabbos, even though it's not oimed meruba, because ribua nikir v'nireh, like we said before, like we saw in the Rambam, that the square is a definitive and distinct entity. Ella, shataisis beirush. Now we're asking another question: why shouldn't the parlots meruba be ala oimed be mevatel? Lama lo yevatel aparlots oimed me'aloch l'moshe misina deloy tifrat zruba. So parlots meruba is mevatel the oimed, and the oimed is command lesser. So it should be batel. So therefore, Tosfos says no. Because you have pesach and it's studim, call a parutz nachshav kepesach. And there's no parutz meruba la oimed. But bevaday, the din of hersher of the mechitzas is mikoyach the oimed of the pesin, not mikoyach the parutz. You came out to tzuras hapesach just to show that the parutz meruba is not mevatel the oimed. But as far as having walls, so there the oimed is in the oimed make it into walls, and therefore we can say migu b'shabbos l'sukkah. However, b'shitas haRambam it would appear that the psul of parutz meruba lo oimed isn't mitam rubo kekuloi shalidei haroi v'parutz hakol choshev kaparutz. The psul is b'tzuras hamechitza, doesn't have a heker mechitza, and therefore it's effective that here there's a heker. Haribua nikar v'nire. Now it has a tzuras mechitza. So for the Rambam, it's enough that it should have a tzuras mechitza, and here it has a tzuras mechitza. So therefore, it doesn't bother us that it's paratz meruba lo imed. And according to Tosfos, it doesn't bother us because you have because the omed, the paratz is considered a pesach. Okay, that's a thought on the sugya. There's still tons and tons more to say. I hope we're zochet to continue. Thank you so much for listening, sweetest and most beloved friends.